preacher, author, and business coach. Patrice is the co-founder and chief servant officer of both Nehemiah Project International Ministries and PG & Associates LLC, which he founded with his wife and best friend, Gina Sage. Patrice specializes in helping families incorporate their faith into their business practices, ensuring that their businesses are able to exist beyond the third generation. And now, introducing Patrice Sage.
Welcome to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Podcast. I'm your host, Patrice Sage. Well, today we're going to share with you a devotional that we released this week titled Victory in the Midst of Trials. We felt that given the tension, the challenge that many of you are going through, wherever you are around the world, that it is important for us to equip you and inspire, encourage you with something that might help you as you're facing whatever you're facing. Let me assure you this, no matter what you're going through right now, you have the victory. All right, there's nothing as great as trials to enable you to be able to overcome, to tap into the grace of God. While I'm at it, I want to also let you know that we're having Nehemiah Week 2021 will be coming up in August of this year, and it's going to be about how to thrive or succeed in the midst of crisis, how to prevail, triumphing in the midst of crisis. You want to register for that. Listen, we're going to put the link out there. You want to register for Nehemiah Week 2021 and be a part. And if any of you, I'm going to do something special today. So if you are planning to register for Nehemiah Week 2021 and you've not yet registered, while I'm doing this podcast live, if you just put on the chat, let us know, say I'm interested in registering for Nehemiah Week 2021. I'm going to provide a special pricing for three people that are interested while I'm doing this podcast. So if you just put on your chat, the registration is $3.99, but I will provide it for you. I'm sorry, right now we're doing a special for $2.99. The normal registration is $3.99, but I'll provide it to you for only $99. But what I want you to do is that just send us a chat right now while I'm doing this podcast and just say, hey, I want to come to Nehemiah Week. I want to get the special. Just say, I want to get the special. And then we'll make sure that a team member will get in touch with you to make sure you get it for only $99. Here's what that means. You'll get Nehemiah Week 2021 for only $99, again, while I'm on this podcast. Secondly, you will also get Nehemiah Week 2020 because it's on demand. You also get that. And I guarantee you'll be blessed. If it doesn't bless your socks off, I will give you money back. All right, with that, let's talk about victory in the midst of trials. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 13 says this, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you are partaker of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly great joy." That is a beautiful passage of scripture. The Apostle Peter is reminding the disciples that whatever they're going through, first of all, don't think it's strange. In other words, don't think it unusual, right? He said, because why does he say that? Because we all go through it, right? You're not the only one. You're not the only person the enemy is after, right? This is part of what it means to be a Christian. And by the way, for those of you who are in business, you're an entrepreneur, this is part of what it means to be an entrepreneur. You're going to go through, you're going to face challenges. Don't think it's strange. I was coaching an entrepreneur yesterday, and this entrepreneur is going through some challenges. And then they said, "Patrice, you know, I'm kind of, you know, is this strange what I'm going through?" I said, "No, welcome to the club." This is what it means to be in business. You're going to go through stuff. Okay, you're going to go through stuff. Don't think it's strange. Now, and then he said, not only don't think it's strange, but he said, but rejoice. He said, right now, stop and rejoice. Get excited. Don't think it's strange. Whatever you go, don't think it's strange, because we all go through it. It's just what it means to be an entrepreneur. We go through the pit, we go through the prison, we go through slavery, we go through challenges. Don't think it's strange. But rejoice, get excited. And the question you want to ask is why? I understand maybe intellectually why I shouldn't think it's strange, but why should I rejoice? Look at what the Apostle Peter said. He said, rejoice to the extent that you are partaker of Christ's suffering. Let me give you context here. The early disciples who walked with Jesus or had heard about the death and resurrection of the Savior, when they're delighted to suffer, because when they went through suffering, they felt the closest to Jesus because they were going through what their master went through. No, you didn't hear me. In other words, rejoice because you're experiencing the same thing your master experienced, right? So when you and I are going through suffering, let me give you an example. All right, I read a lot of books. As I read about entrepreneurs like, you know, Ted Turner, Oprah Winfrey, right? Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and Elon Musk, right? The name goes on and on. As I read about these entrepreneurs and I see this, that they've gone through similar challenges that I'm facing or have faced. As they go through those similar challenges, I'm able to get excited because I'm saying, wait, if Oprah went through it, if Steve Jobs went through it, are you following me? If Bill Gates went through it, if Elon Musk went through it, right? If Ted Turner went, if Sir Branson went through it, if these entrepreneurs who've gone ahead of me and are successful, if they went through it, then I am in good company. So I get excited because I'm going through the same thing that the people that I admire have gone through. Watch this. So when I go through, but even better than that, when I think about the fact that the things I'm going through, the Apostle Paul went through it, Peter went through it, James went through it. Are you following me? John went through it. Mary went through it. Sarah went through it. Esther, Abraham went. You see, when I see that, wait a minute, the things that I'm going through, these early founders of the faith also went through it. I get excited because I'm following the same path as those who I admire in the faith. It gets better. Peter is saying the things you're going through, there are not just things that Bill Gates and Elon Musk and Oprah Winfrey and, you follow me, Steve Jobs and Bill Gates and Warren, they're not just things that these other entrepreneurs went through. They're not just things that the apostles and the early disciples went through, right? Or even that the modern day Christian leaders like Billy Graham and, you know, Martin Luther and went through. But there are the things that the master himself went through. So rejoice, get excited, because the master himself went through it. I am a partaker of his suffering. I am experiencing what the master has experienced. That's what it means. So first, don't think it's strange. Second, rejoice, get excited. And then look at what he said. He said that when your glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceedingly great joy. right? I mean, this is getting gooder and gooder. So what does that all mean? See, there was a time in my life when I faced unbearable trials, uncertainty, spiritual doubt, anxiety, marital and financial pressure, personal. It lasted so long that I thought it would never be over. It became a constant companion. Have you ever had those trials and challenges that you go through where you're like, man, will this ever be over? Will I overcome? Right? It just becomes part. It's like that pain that you don't think you'll ever get healed. Right? That was my life. That's kind of what I went through. And so at that time, I thought I just have to learn to deal with it and accept it as the reality that this may become permanent. This is my thorn in the flesh. However, in the midst of all, as I was dealing with, I was encouraged by the word of God, which declares that trials are not permanent and they're designed for my good. So with that, I was encouraged that there may be a light at the end of the tunnel. But yet, I sometimes struggle to see the good in it. I've been where you are. Okay? I face payroll next week and didn't know how I'm going to pay for it. Payroll tomorrow and don't know how I'm going to pay for it. I have faced having a particular need and you know, needing a particular skill set or having a situation where I don't think my skill set are fit. I don't think, am I going to make it? My back has been against the wall. So I know what you're going through. Right? And so in that, like me, you may be facing those situations and you're wondering, will this ever end? You seem to go from one trial to another. What is the point? Why continue? Why hope only to be disappointed? You know, I mean, some of you don't, you're tired of hoping that this is going to be over, but yet only finding out that it's not over. Will any good come out of it? And some of you have just decided to settle. You just have to settle, right? Someone said, Patrice, I don't even want to hope anymore because somehow when I'm believing, when I'm hoping, it doesn't happen. So you start, your mind start playing tricks on you. You start thinking, maybe if I think the opposite, have you been there yet? If I just think the opposite, maybe what I want is going to happen, right? That's the devil trying to get you to be faithless versus being faithful. Right, he's trying to get you to no longer be on the offense, to play defense. He's trying to rob you of your joy and your fulfillment. He's trying to cause you to give up. Don't you give up, because had I given up, I would not be talking with you right now. You see, trials are life and business challenges designed to perfect and prune you to realize God's plan for your life. As an entrepreneur, you will face trials in the forms of financial pressures, customer complaints, employee issues, government regulations, pressures from the competition, demands of alignment between family and business. You will face pandemics, right? I mean, you know, whatever you're going through right now, don't think it's strange. Welcome to business. Welcome to business. But you will make it and you can make it. And so here are the benefits of allowing yourself to go through these trials. They're not designed for your bad, but for your good. The first is, see, they're going to test your resolve and your true motivation. See, God allows trials to happen because he's trying to say, okay, what are the intentions of your heart? All right. Did you get into this for a quick fix? Right. Are you truly called? Because many are called, but few are chosen. Right. Can you withstand the test? The other thing is, it will strengthen your faith. It will strengthen your conviction, because you're going to see live and in living color God's faithfulness. And that will make you believe, even because guess what? There are bigger mountains coming, bigger giants coming. And the Lord wants your faith to be strengthened. Also, what's key about this is that it will give you a greater resolve from a conviction standpoint. See, without a test, there cannot be a testimony. It also perfects your character. It is really these times of trials that the Lord sees you passing what I call the character test. Will you resist the temptation for quick fix and shortcuts? It'll make you wise, right? I mean, the wisdom that we get in the midst of trials, in the midst of tests and challenges, they allow us to take on the likeness of Christ. See, because you're taking on, you're conforming to the image and likeness of Christ, because these trials that are causes you to conform, to be sharpened, to become more and more like Him. They cause you to appreciate the good times, right? It gives you, when the good times come, my Lord, you're like, thank you, Jesus, right? And it also causes you to rely more on God and not on ourselves. See, as entrepreneurs, unfortunately, what we do require a level of self-confidence. The problem, though, is that sometimes we can become so confident that we no longer have our confidence in Christ. And the only thing to help us overcome that is that the Lord allows us to face trials and tests that then enables us to be able to learn and see that our only protector and safety is in Christ. Now, let's talk about the cause of trials. There are three things that causes trials. Of course, we know that God does allow trials sometimes because he wants to chasten us and perfect us. Chastise and perfect us, right? He allows it. Oh, but the devil also causes trials because, see, the devil wants the trial to steal off our joy, kill our peace, and destroy our purpose. The Bible says he's come to kill, steal, and destroy, right? So he brings trials for that end. Also, we also are sometimes the cause of trial. Our bad choices, right, that we make because of lack of knowledge or our selfish motives, right? This is why coaching is so important. I guarantee you this, coaching will significantly reduce your risk of facing trials by your own choices. It won't eliminate them, but because you'll have a person to balance things off of. If you can't afford a coach, get a mentor, all right? Encircle yourself. We have a coaching program called BSA, or Business Success Accelerator. What I like about BSA is that it gives you access to a coach. You have that one-on-one person, but it also gives you access to peers, other entrepreneurs that you meet with once a month, that you are able to get their counsel and their advice, and they're able to serve a sounding board for you as we meet together once a month, right? Because you need to minimize trial that is caused by your bad choices or by your own selfish motives or by lack of knowledge. Now, whether your trials, what you're facing right now is the devil's, is caused by the enemy, whether it's caused by your own mistakes, or whether it's the Lord is allowing it's caused by God, the response are to be the same, right? First, count it all joy, rejoice. Second, give thanks. And third, be in prayer, right? Pray, joy, and thanks, right? So I know what you're asking me. Okay, Patrice, with that said, when will my trial be over? When can I expect this to be over? Now, I don't know. I don't know when your trial will be over. But I tell you this, every person who's endured great trials has had great triumph. I've named some earlier, right? In the end, it will be worth it, right? God knows what you're going through. God sees your circumstance. He hears your prayers. He's got your back. He'll not let you endure more than you can handle. And when he does, wait for it, he will give you a way of escape. Sometimes my prayer is this, God, show me my way of escape because I cannot endure this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says this, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you can handle. But with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear. There are times where you may be praying, God, show me the way of escape because it is unbearable. And that is totally okay. You know, I once watched a movie called The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. And an Indian entrepreneur in the movie, he was a young entrepreneur. He had a vision to build this grand resort for the elderly, but he faced many challenges in the process. I mean, this was tough. You think your business is tough, right? I mean, this guy went through significant challenges. And as he went through these challenges, he had a line that I just love. All right, let me tell you what the line he had. He had this line, and by the way, that's a great movie to watch. That's an encouraging movie because you will see this young entrepreneur persevere through trials. And so here's what he would say when people will say, hey, give up, it's not gonna happen, and you know, you're crazy or whatever. He'll say this, don't worry. Everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it is not yet the end. This is the gospel. Because we know Jesus has promised that everything will be all right in the end. Even if that end is when we are not with him in glory. So whatever you're facing now, know this, that everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it is not yet the end. Take your pulse right now. Do you have a pulse? Take your pulse. If you have a pulse, then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It is not yet the end. You're alive and breathing, and the master himself still has work for you because it is not the end. Once you have no pulse, then it's the end, but it's not the end. Romans 8:28 put it this way. And we know. I like the Apostle Paul's kind of thing. And we know, you and I, we know that all things work together for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among the many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, there he also called. Whom he called, there he also, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. I love it. And you know, all things works together for good. So as I close, let me say this to you. Don't think it's strange. What you're going through is perfectly normal. Whether the devil caused it, whether it was your own mistake, or whether the Lord enabled it. Don't think it's strange. You are going through what I went through and many others have gone through. There's a cloud of witnesses who have gone through the same thing and has prevailed. Trust me, some have been going through worse. You will make it. With that, let me pray for you. Before I do though, I want to encourage you. If you want to know more about the Nehemiah Project and how we can serve you, come alongside you, provide you with coaching and training and access to capital, visit our website, nehemiahecommunity.com. nehemiahecommunity.com. There you can learn about our training program, biblical entrepreneurship, identity and destiny, serve with love. The list goes on and on. You can learn about our coaching program, whether BSA group coaching, whether executive coaching or elite coaching. We come alongside you and your company and help you get to the next level. Also, you can learn about our access to capital program, where you can learn about accessing our business financing through our fund or through us connecting with some of our investors. Or you can learn about how to become a member of this community. You know, membership has this privilege. You can join our community and join one of the fastest growing entrepreneurial community for Christians like yourself, men and women of God who are committed to building a kingdom and company. We have members from Asia, Africa, Europe, Latin America, North America, right? And together we are committed to transforming the world. Join this community so that we can transform the world together. If you enjoy this podcast, I want you to share it. Share it with those who are in your network. Share it with those who are friends and family. Share it with others. that they too may be encouraged to know that they have victory in the midst of trials. God bless you. Let me pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents that are under your care. And may the Lord enable you to steward them in such a way that not only you will have victory in the midst of trials, you will be able one day to say those wonderful words, to hear those wonderful words. Well done. Good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Guess what? He'll not make you rule over much. God bless you. Talk to you again next time.